actividades, veladas nocturnas y todo ello en inglés. Infórmate sobre nuestros campamentos de verano en el teléfono 91-133-5832.
Oh, ¡qué calor!
Pero sabemos un sitio donde vas a estar muy fresquito y además vas a poder refrescar tu inglés. Llega el momento de mejorar tu inglés con nuestros intensivos Summer Impact. Porque el verano es muy largo y tu lista de tareas pendientes también. Por eso, este verano, tacha de una vez por todas a aprender inglés. Porque si te apuntas a Summer Impact, conseguirás tener la agilidad y la comprensión oral que siempre has deseado tener. De este verano no puede pasar.
A ver, los dientes están, la ducha también, los oídos. ¡Ah, no, lo olvidaba! Audispray. Por la mañana, acuérdate. Audispray, una solución natural a base de agua de mar que limpia y protege tus oídos con total suavidad. Audispray, vendido en farmacias.
Y también Audispray Junior.
Welcome to Tea Time Teacher.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. You are listening to Tea Time Teacher, and it's Friday again. How many of you thought this week was very long? Did any of you think at a point in the week, this is never ending? The week is very long. So we were waiting for Friday to come. And it is finally here. I hope you're doing well. I hope that you're excited for this hour of learning and having fun. So what is the date today? I always like to review the date with you. So it is June. We're going to practice that again. June, the month June. June 26th. Now that sound tends to be somewhat difficult for Spanish speakers. So let's say it again. June 26th or the 26th of June. Very good. And the time, it is 5:31. So we went over by a minute. But it is, so Tea Time Teacher starts at 5:30, not 5 and a half, 5:30. Okay, guys, first of all, do you guys have anything exciting planned for the weekend? I hope you do. I hope you have exciting activities, and because it's going to be quite hot this weekend, apparently. I was looking at the weather forecast, and it's going to be boiling. Boiling means very, very hot. Okay, so it's an expression about the weather. So the weather is going to be hot. It's going to be boiling. Now, before I go into our warm-up for the week, okay, for Friday, I want to wish our Tea Time teacher, Gabby, happy birthday. And she's probably listening, so her birthday was this week, and I'm sure that you want to wish her a happy birthday as well. Okay, now let's go into our warm-up section.
The warm-up.
Okay, let's warm up our engines. We've taught this expression before. To warm up your engines means to get started, okay? To do something quickly, to get the blood rushing, to get started on whatever it is you're doing. Okay, so let's get our engines warmed up. Okay, now the exercise I chose for today is with our Saxon genitive. Okay, so the Saxon genitive is what we use when we want to talk about possession of an object or something. Okay, and usually the trick for the Saxon genitive is a little bit different, okay? So the normal way you would read it, or you would say something in Spanish, is in order. Okay? So the car of Sarah. And then what we do in English, so that's a direct translation from Spanish, then what we do in English is we reverse it. Okay? So Sarah's car. Okay? So we place the object after the noun or the owner. Okay? Now, this is a good exercise to practice with your family tree. Okay? So next time when you want to practice at home, what you're going to do is draw a family tree. Okay? So your family tree, you have your parents on top. You can start with your grandparents. Okay? Your grandmother, your grandfather. Okay? After that, you're going to put your parents. And then after, you're going to put your name, so yourself, and maybe siblings. Okay? Siblings is the vocab word for brothers and sisters together, mixed, siblings. Okay? And then you're going to have your siblings, or maybe you. And then after that, your siblings' children. And also your children, if you have any. So this is a great exercise to practice for the Saxon genitive, the family tree. And it's also fun. But for the warm-up, what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you a sentence, and I want you to rephrase it with the Saxon genitive, right? So let's do an example, okay? This is going to be a lot of fun. So if the sentence says, my friend Charlie has a son. Not a daughter, a son. And he's very young. Careful with the pronunciation of words that start with a Y. Because most people, if the word is joven, okay, young, they say jung, yesterday, jello. Okay, so that's incorrect. We need to treat it with the sound of an I. I, young, yesterday, yellow, okay? So my friend Charlie has a son, and he's very young. How can we rephrase that using the Saxon genitive, okay? So Charlie's son is young, okay? Charlie's son is young, okay? Very good. Now, next one. My friend Christina has a house. It's in London. My friend Christina has a house, and it's in London. I'm giving you a few seconds to think about that. Rephrase it using the Saxon genitive. My friend Christina has a house. It's in London. And the answer should be, or is, my friend Christina's house is in London. Do you get it? Do you see it? Okay, next one. Charlie has blue eyes. Charlie has blue eyes. And rephrasing it with a Saxon genitive should be, Charlie's eyes are blue. Charlie's eyes are blue. This is another amazing exercise to practice a Saxon genitive, which can be a little bit confusing because you have to change the order of the words, right? Now, Orange, the company Orange, makes large profits. Orange makes large profits. How can we rephrase that using the Saxon genitive? Orange's profits are large, or exactly that. There's no or, sorry. Next one. My sister has a job. It's in social work. My sister has a job. It's in social work. My sister's job is in social work. Very good. Now, let's do a few more, and then we're going to go into the next section. Lauren has a boyfriend. His name is Mark. Lauren has a boyfriend. His name is Mark. How can we rephrase that using the Saxon genitive? Lauren's boyfriend's name is Mark. And we have a double whammy here. So we have a double Saxon genitive. Lauren's boyfriend's name is Mark. Very good. Next one. Christina has a little brother. His name is Robert. Christina has a little brother, or younger brother. His name is Robert. The sentence should be, Christina's brother's name is Robbie. Okay? Or Christina's little brother's name is Robbie. Very good, you guys. Let's do three more, and then we're going to go into our next section. Charles has a favorite food. It is salmon. Okay? Charles has a favorite food. It is salmon. How can we rephrase that using the Saxon genitive? Charles' favorite food is salmon. Very good. Two more. Hang in there. Okay? Tom has a uniform. It's for the New Zealand Army. Tom has a uniform. It's for the New Zealand Army. Okay? Tom's uniform is for the New Zealand Army. And let's do the very, very last one, yeah? My sister Lauren has blonde hair. My sister Lauren has blonde hair. How can we rephrase that? My sister's hair is blonde. Or my sister or Lauren's hair is blonde. All right, you guys, that was an excellent warm-up, and I know that you worked very hard on it, all right? Okay, let's go into our grammar section.
It's time for grammar.
All right, like Kyle said, it is time for grammar. Okay, now, in our grammar section, we're going to talk about the grammar point to ask questions with how long, okay? How long. Now, oftentimes, or many times, we use the present perfect, okay, have plus a participle, when we use question, where we ask questions with how long. How long have you been studying? How long have you been married? How long have you been eating lunch? How long have you been living here? Right? How long have you been reading? Okay? So we use the present perfect and the gerund as well. Okay? All right, you guys. I'm going to tell you the answer, and you're going to give me the question. Now, this is a little bit more difficult, but I'm positive that you can do it, all right? So, if I tell you, I've been sitting in this chair for 30 minutes. I've been sitting in this chair for 30 minutes. So, in essence, I'm already giving you parts of the question in the answer. So, all that you have to do is use the words that are in the answer to form the question, okay? Always think about that. In the answer is where you find the words to the question. If the answer says, I've been sitting in this chair for 30 minutes, right? Then the question should be, how long have you been sitting in this chair? Do you see how easy that was? Yeah? So, use the words that are in the answer to form the question, okay? Let's go for the next one, right? I've been learning French for 2 years. I've been learning French for 2 years. What should you ask me? What should you ask me? You should ask me, how long have you been learning French? Very good. I hope that you got that one right. I've been a brunette all my life. I've been a brunette all my life. What does brunette mean? Brunette means to have dark hair, to have brown or black or very dark hair. That's what brunette, okay? So I've been a brunette all my life. So I've never dyed my hair. Teñir el cabello. To dye your hair. I've never dyed my hair, so I've been a brunette all my life. And you should ask me, how long have you been a brunette? Excellent. I've been asking you these questions for 4 minutes. I've been asking you these questions for 4 minutes. How long have you been asking me questions? Very good. I've liked ice cream since I was a child. And this is true. I've liked ice cream since I was a child. The question should be, how long have you liked ice cream? How long have you liked ice cream? I've been riding a bicycle since I can remember. I've been riding a bicycle since I can remember. Come on, formulate the question. I've been riding a bicycle. By the way, we say to ride a bicycle, okay? We say to drive a car and to ride a bicycle. So, I've been riding a bicycle since I can remember. The question should be, how long have you been riding a bicycle? Very good. Excellent. All right? All right, guys, keep up with me, all right? Now, the next one. I've been happy in my job since I started here. I've been happy in my job since I started here. And the answer should be, how long have you been happy in your job? Very good. They've been married for 65 years. They've been married, by the way. See how I'm giving you these little tidbits of information as I'm teaching, as I'm doing the program, because I find there's ways to teach English in everything you say, right? So the pronunciation to casado, married, okay, we don't say married, okay, as most people say, as I hear often. We say married, 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 okay? Say that three times, all right? Married, married, and married, yeah? You're probably saying it like, yes, I'm married, I'm married, I'm married. But, all right, try it again one last time. Married, like the name Mary, like our tea time teacher, Mary, okay? Just put a D at the end of her name. Married, right? So they've been married for 65 years. I don't even know what anniversary that is. Is it silver or gold or bronze? You definitely get a medal for being married for 65 years, don't you? So they've been married for 65 years, and the answer should be, how long have they been married? How long have they been married? Okay, I'm going to do two more, and then we're going to go into the next section, all right? We've been going out for 3 years. We've been going out for 3 years. To go out means to date, to have a boyfriend, to be in a relationship. So to go out is to be in a relationship, okay? Or to date. So we've been going out for 3 years. Remember, we don't say years, we say years. Because the first sound is the sound is with the I, okay, the letter I, years. So the question should be, how long have we been going out? How long have we been going out? And the very last one, you guys, okay, to wrap it up, is we've been friends for our whole lives. We've been friends for our whole lives. Now, by the way, do you have a friend that you've known your whole life? I was actually talking to somebody a while ago, and I said, I actually do. I know I have a friend, and we're still good friends, and we've known each other since we were 1 year old. Can you believe that? 1 year old, and we're still good friends. All right, so we've been friends. Her and I, actually, we have been friends for our whole lives. The question should be, How long have you been friends? How long have you been friends your whole lives? All right, you guys, what an excellent grammar point. Practice it, okay? Write your own answers and then formulate your own questions, all right? Let's go into our tip of the day.
Verbs, verbs, verbs.
Okay, now I wanted to give you a tip of the day related to verbs. my sound guy looked at me all weird. But today, my tip of the day related to our verbs is with the verbs hope, wait, and expect. To hope, wait, and expect. And you say, Fernanda, these verbs are very similar. And I'm telling you, yes, they are. But there are different ways to use them, okay? To hope, to wait, and to expect, okay? Now, I'm going to give you the definition of each, okay? And then maybe you'll get an idea of when to use them. And then we're going to practice them in a few questions, okay? First of all, this is how we usually define, us natives, define hope, wait, and expect, okay? To hope is when you wish or desire that something will occur. Okay, you wish or desire that something will occur. Okay, and then when you wait for something, it's when you are idle in expectation of something that will occur or that should have occurred. Okay, do you see the difference there between hope and wait for? If you're hoping for something or you're wishing for something to happen, to occur, you don't know if it will happen yet. Okay, so you don't know that. But when you are waiting for it, you are idle in expectations that it will, okay, that it will actually occur or that it will actually happen, all right, or that it should have happened. And then when you expect, it's when you foresee something or you're certain, you're even more certain, seguro. You're even more certain that it will occur. So we're going in different degrees of accuracy, okay? So when you are waiting, it's when you're hoping and you're desiring that something will happen, okay? So you don't know if it's going to happen, okay? It could or it maybe won't or it couldn't, right? Now, when you are waiting for it, you're a bit in expectation. You are idle because you are expecting that to happen, okay, in a sense, because you have a pretty good idea that it will happen or that it will occur. And then if you're expecting something, okay, you're foreseeing that event or that situation to happen, okay? So you are even more certain that it will occur. All right, now, let me give you a few example sentences just to give you an idea of how and when we use it, okay? I hope she's not expecting a baby. I hope, let's change it into a more positive sentence. I hope she's expecting a baby. By the way, parenthesis. When we say a woman is expecting, it means she is pregnant, okay? So if you hear on television, movies, shows, people talking, magazines, whatever, and you see she's expecting, if the woman is expecting, it means that she is having a baby. She's pregnant. So my sentence was, I hope she's expecting a baby. So she doesn't know, okay, so she wishes or desires that that will occur, that that will happen, that she is expecting or she's pregnant. Next one. I expect that I will have to call him. I expect that I'll have to call him. Okay? Next one. I hope you don't have to wait very long. I hope you don't have to wait very long. Next one. I don't expect them to wait for me more than 15 minutes. I don't expect them to wait for me more than 15 minutes. Okay? Next one. I was hoping that we wouldn't have to wait. I was hoping that we wouldn't have to wait. Before we go on, let's review it again, okay? When you hope, you are wishing or desiring something to occur or to happen. It can happen, it could, or maybe it won't. You don't know, okay? You're wishing or hoping, okay? When you wait for something, you are idle in expectation of that to happen. Okay, so you are even more certain that that event or situation will happen. And when you expect, you're foreseeing something that will that it will occur. Okay, you're foreseeing it that it will occur. Let me ask you a few questions, and let's practice it a little bit. Okay, do you hope your boss will give you a raise next month? Are you hoping your boss to give you a raise this next month? Of course you are. Yeah, of course you are. You may be, of course you're hoping it, but are you expecting it? There you go. That's a trick question there. We're going to come back after break because I have to go to break now. We're going to come back and then we're going to talk about it again. Okay? So let me leave you with that question again. Are you hoping that you're going to get a raise next month? Yes, you are. But are you expecting it? All right, you guys. I'm stumbling on my words. We will be back in 5 minutes. Don't leave.
¿Necesitas mejorar tu inglés de una manera rápida y efectiva este verano? Apúntate a los Summer Impacts. Más información en grupobaugan.com o en el 911-333-5831.
¿Solo con escuchar la palabra inglés te entra pánico? Ha llegado el momento de perder el miedo a hablar en inglés. Ven a Baugantown y sumérgete durante 6 días en el inglés con voluntarios angloparlantes de distintos puntos del planeta y que te ayudarán a superar tus barreras con el idioma, consiguiendo la fluidez y la naturalidad que siempre has soñado. Es la oportunidad perfecta para decir adiós a tus miedos. Te esperamos en Baugantown. Llámanos al 911-133-5831.
Me licencié hace 4 años en la universidad. Al año hice un máster, después otro. Además estoy acabando el doctorado, pero ayer no pasé un proceso de selección por no saber inglés.
¿Te suena esta historia? Ocurre todos los días. El inglés es fundamental para progresar en tu vida laboral en todos los sectores. ¿A qué esperas para aprender inglés de una vez por todas?
Máster en inglés profesional Vaughan, tu solución definitiva.
Campamentos de inglés sin salir de España. Tus hijos hablarán inglés divirtiéndose, siempre acompañados de nuestros monitores Vaughan. Realizarán talleres, actividades, veladas nocturnas y todo ello en inglés. Infórmate sobre nuestros campamentos de verano en el teléfono 91-133-5832.
Este verano es el momento perfecto para que tu empresa se ponga a tono con el inglés. Los cursos intensivos semanales de 20 horas IMPACT en empresas son la respuesta. Pero escucha, ahora os lo ponemos más fácil. Nuestros profesores Vaughan se trasladarán a vuestras instalaciones para que podáis realizar estos cursos intensivos en vuestras oficinas. Más información en el 911-333-5831.
Ay, casi te hiciste ese corte de pelo. Casi te bañaste desnudo en el mar. Casi saltaste en parapente. Casi te fuiste a vivir a Nueva York. Si casi hiciste algo, es que realmente no lo hiciste.
Así que atrévete, acelera y llévate un clase A 180 CDI por solo 23.100 euros financiando con Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Consulta condiciones en tu concesionario oficial Mercedes-Benz. Oferta válida hasta el 30 de junio.
Ven y pruébalo en ITRA, concesionario oficial Mercedes-Benz, calle Pradillo 19.
A menudo limpiamos el interior de nuestros oídos con un bastoncillo de algodón, pero ¿sabías que solo debes utilizarlo por fuera del oído, ya que si no empuja la cera hacia el tímpano? Entonces, usa Audispray. Por la mañana un psst de Audispray en cada oído. Audispray, un spray natural a base de agua de mar que limpia tus oídos con total suavidad. Audispray, un producto para los oídos de toda la familia. Vendido en farmacias.
Y también Audispray Junior.
Kinépolis se llena de orgullo y satisfacción al presentar...
Kinépolis se llena de pride and satisfaction al presentar...
Versión original todos los días.
Todos los days.
Todas tus pelis favoritas en versión original.
Todas las movies.
Y los martes, más películas y más sesiones.
Y los martes, more and more and more.
Toda la información en kinépolis.es.
All the information on kinépolis.es.
Si necesitas mejorar tu inglés de una manera rápida y efectiva este verano, apúntate a los Summer Impacts, un curso de inglés intensivo con el que mejorarás tu comprensión y agilidad oral en un tiempo récord. Eso es lo que buscas, ¿verdad? Pues no lo dudes y apúntate a los Summer Impacts. Haremos hincapié en la construcción de frases, realizaremos continuas preguntas y respuestas, siempre con el método Vaughan. Con Summer Impacts verás rápidamente cómo mejoras con el inglés. Más información en grupovaughan.com o en el 911335831.
Back from our break. That was the fastest 5 minutes of my life, I have to be honest. Okay, you guys, so before we went to break, we were talking about hope, wait, and expect. And when we hope for something, we wish or desire for something to occur. Then when we wait for something, we are idle in expectation for something to happen. And then when we expect, we're foreseeing something, or we're certain that it'll happen. Okay, do you see the difference there? And I left you with a question that kind of shows you the difference, okay? So, do you hope to get a raise next month? Do you hope your boss will give you a raise next month? And you're saying, of course I hope so. Of course. And then the real question is, do you expect it? Do you actually think it's going to happen? And maybe you are, maybe you're not, okay? So that's the difference between hope, wait, and expect. Let me give you another example, okay? Do you expect an important phone call in the next 3 minutes, okay? Are you expecting an important phone call in the next 3 minutes? So if you're expecting it, it means that you know they're going to call you in 3 minutes, right? But if you are waiting for it, then they may call you or not, okay? Or they may call you in 10 minutes, not 3 minutes, okay? So that's the difference there. Next one. Do you hope to improve your English this summer? Huh? Do you hope to improve your English this summer? Or are you waiting for September to open those books again? Huh? There you go. Now, if you are really expecting to improve your English this summer, then we have the perfect programs for that. We have our Summer Impacts, okay? And we last week talked about these programs that are 1 week long and just 4 hours. And we have morning shifts and then we have evening shifts. So you have really no excuse to not improve your English this summer. Now, so that's the thing. That's hope, wait, and expect. Okay, let's do one last question before we go to our next section, okay? Do you hope the weather is warm next weekend, this coming weekend, starting tomorrow? Do you hope the weather is warm, or do you expect a summer storm? Huh? So, do you hope that it's warm, or are you expecting a summer storm? Well, to be honest with you, I'm expecting it to be really hot, to be, like I said at the beginning of the program, boiling. I expect it to be boiling. I looked at the weather forecast, for this weekend. I think it's going to reach 40 degrees. To me, that is just too hot. It's uncomfortably hot, to be honest. Okay? All right, you guys, hope, wait, and expect. What a good grammar point for our verbs, okay? Let's go into our common mistakes.
Let's look at today's common mistake.
common mistakes. This is a great section to correct things that you do that are normally wrong when you speak English. So it's a perfect time to see those mistakes and correct them, okay? Now, for this week, I prepared things that are usually mistaken for when we talk in English, okay? So the first one for today is since and for, okay? Since and for when we use it with the present perfect. Now, both since and for are used as time expressions, okay, with the present perfect and present perfect continuous, okay? So we express how long something has occurred or has been happening. So for and since are used as time expressions. Now, since we use it with the present perfect to express that something has happened from the beginning, since a point in time. Okay? Let me tell you that again. Since is used with the present perfect to express that something has happened at one specific point in time. Okay? For example, we say, I've lived here since 1999. I've lived here since 1999. She's been working hard since 2 o'clock. She's been working hard since 2 o'clock. And then, on the other hand, for, the preposition for, is used with the present perfect to express that something has happened for a period of time. Okay? So, since talks about the beginning point, and for talks about the total amount of time. For example, I've worked at this job for 10 years. I've worked at this job for 10 years. Or Peter's been playing tennis for 2 hours. Peter's been playing tennis for 2 hours. Okay? For and since. For is used for the total amount of time that an action or that an activity, an event has been happening for. Okay? I've been living in Spain for 5 years now. It doesn't mean I'm leaving tomorrow or that I have left. It means that I've been here today for a total of 5 years. And I've been living here since 2009. Okay, so since is used only for the starting point, for the starting point in time. Okay, now next one, okay, is then and than. Okay, then and than. Then is used as another time expression. Okay, T-H-E-N. Okay, now, I'm going to read you just a few sentences first, okay, just to give you an idea. I would rather have Chinese food than Mexican food today, okay? I would prefer Chinese food over Mexican, okay? I'd like to have lunch and then have a cup of coffee, okay? So what's the difference between than and then in those sentences, okay? Than, T-H-A-N, T-H-A-N, is used to compare two things, okay? T-H-A-N is used to compare two things. In the example that I said before, I'd rather have Chinese food than Mexican food. Than is used to express a preference over two things, over two types of food. Okay, so than can also be used in the comparative form. Okay, let me give you another sentence. Living in the city is more expensive than living in the countryside. There you go. Living in the city center maybe, is more expensive than living in the countryside. Okay, now then, T-H-E-N, okay, is different, and there's a difference in pronunciation. Than and then. Than and then. Than and then. Then refers to the order in which things happen. Okay? then refers to the order in which things happen. In the example I gave you before, so I'd like to have lunch and then have a cup of coffee. Okay? So then is used, okay, in the sentence to refer to a logical result, okay? So, which is the other definition of then. For example, I need to study, then go. If you need to study, then go and study. Okay? So then and than, they sound very similar to start with, but are slightly different. Okay? So as such, they are commonly confused in English, obviously. So I want you to learn the difference between the time expression then and than, because we use it in the comparative form. So short summary, then and than. Then is used in a, as a time expression, okay, to express the order in which things happen. I'll see you then. I'll be at the party, and then I'll go to my house, okay? And than is used for comparisons. For comparisons, okay? He's lived here longer than I have. His abilities are very different than mine. Okay, so I'm comparing myself to another person, right? Next one, we have good and well. Good and well. Now, good is often mistakenly used in place of well by both even natives, eh? So even us make that mistake, right? So let's take a look at the differences between the adjective and the adverb form, okay? Because it's certainly one of the most common mistakes in English. So the most important distinction is that well describes how someone does something, okay? Well describes how someone does something, so it's the adjective. And good, whereas good, is used to describe a noun, such as good times or good food, okay? So well is used to describe how someone does something, okay? So well is the adverb, okay? And good is the adjective, all right? Now, good, adjective, well, adverb, all right? Now, many people, including natives, as I said, incorrectly use the adjective form good rather than the adverb well, okay? Let me give you an example. She's a good tennis player, okay? She is a good tennis player. So good, right, is describing the noun, okay, her. Tom thinks he's a good listener. So we're describing Tom. He's a good listener. And well describes how someone does something, okay? She did extremely well on the exam. She did extremely well on the exam. Another example, our parents think we speak English well. Our parents think we speak English well. All right, you guys, those were a few common mistakes. Just to clear a few things up when we speak English. Let's go straight into our phrasal verbs.
Now let's look at today's phrasal verb.
Okay, guys, phrasal verbs. Man, I love phrasal verbs. If you really, really want to distinguish yourself and stand out from the rest of people that speak English, I highly recommend that you start memorizing whatever it takes your phrasal verbs. Because natives, us, use them all the time, all the time. I can't tell you how important they are. I can't stress how important they are. Today we're going to look at the phrasal verb to put, and I'm going to review again what a phrasal verb is. A phrasal verb is a verb plus a preposition. There are infinite combinations, and they mean different things. Okay. So, but today's phrasal verb to put. I'm going to give you the phrasal verb and the definition, and then we're going to practice it. Okay. To put out. To put out. It's to extinguish a flame or a fire. To extinguish a flame or a fire. To put on. To dress oneself. Okay. To put on is to dress yourself. To put in is to insert. To put in is to insert. To put up, it's to put something back where it is normally, okay? Or to put away. So we have to put up and to put away mean to put something back where it is usually, where it is normally. To put off, to postpone, or to procrastinate. To put off is to postpone or to procrastinate. To put up with is to bear with or to accept a type of behavior that is usually not acceptable. Okay, so to put up with is when you bear with something or you accept a type of behavior that is usually not acceptable. To put back is to return something to its normal place. Okay, to put back is to return something to its normal place. Let me ask you a few questions just so that you get a better idea of how to use them. What do firemen do? Firemen, bomberos. Firemen. What do firemen do? It's easy. Firemen put out the fire. Okay? Firemen put out the fire. Have you ever put out a fire with a towel? I have to say I have. And it was not a pleasant situation, but I have put out a fire with a towel. Okay? All right. Which one do you put on first? Your shoes or your socks? Which one do you put on first? Your shoes or your socks? Well, I hope you put your socks on first. By the way, everything that we put on our bodies, that we apply, clothes related, lotion, perfume, anything that goes on your body, we put on. Okay, we put on. Now, if I have a lot of money at home, should you leave it in view or put it away? If you have a lot of money at home, should you leave it for everybody to see or should you put it away? Let me ask you a very important question. Do you sometimes put off chores? Do you sometimes put off chores? Chores. C-H-O-R-E-S. Chores. Chores are activities that you... Well, they're not activities. They're things or tasks. That was the word I was looking for. They are tasks that you have to complete at home, such as doing the laundry, changing the sheets, washing the dishes, vacuuming the floor, cleaning the bathroom, taking the trash out. These are chores. Chores. Okay? Do you sometimes put off chores? No, I have to admit I do. I put them off yesterday. I was supposed to clean my house yesterday, and I didn't. Okay? So I put off my chores at home. Okay? Now, do you sometimes at work have to put up with silly behavior? Huh? Do you sometimes put up with silly behavior? You know, I think it's normal and common to do that, right? To put up with silly behavior because... you know, you work with a lot of people and everybody's different. So sometimes you have to put up with silly behavior. Now, when you go to the vending machine, this is a machine where you buy water, candy, sweets. What do you do with a coin when you want to buy, let's say, a Coke? Okay, you put it in the machine. Okay? You insert it, so you put it in the machine, right? Now, after you use your pen, where do you put it back? Where do you put it away? You put it away in your pocket or in your purse, okay? You put it away or you put it back. So you put it where it is kept normally, all right? That was our phrasal verb to put, okay? Let's go into our next section. Okay, you guys, English in action. This is by far my favorite section of the day. Now, I came up with a very interesting topic this week for today's show, and I thought just how much we underestimate the power of technology in our everyday lives, okay? So how much we underestimate the power of technology in our everyday lives, you know? Now, the development and improvement of technology has improved our lives. I mean, we have to admit that, okay? It has led to a far better, easier, and even more comfortable life for people, right? So I'm sure you can find ways. You can tell me a few things that technology has made your life easier. Now, so there are various ways in which technology has changed your life as well. So imagine your life 10 years ago, and imagine, and you see your life now. Tell me. So think about, because you can't tell me, think about the ways that it has completely changed it. So, you know, the rise of the internet technology improves your lives every day in many ways. You know that. The world business and trade has become faster, easier, and even more reliable. You know, let me tell you about a project that I had in college. Now, college is university, so we say college in the States. And in the UK, they say uni. So I was in a communications class. I can't even remember the class. I think it was information technology. And the homework was, and you're not going to believe this, so the homework was to spend 1 week, because the class was once a week, to spend one full week without technology. And then you say, well, technology is literally everywhere. Okay, so you had to try as much as you could to just to be away from technology as much as you could, right? So if you think about it, you couldn't, this was obviously impossible because you had to use your phones, but a cell phone is technology. An alarm clock is technology, unless you have one of those old alarm clocks. Look, if you don't have a, let's say, a digital watch, then you have to use one with batteries, okay? Or you couldn't read, you couldn't go on the internet. You couldn't read the news on the internet, right? So those are just a few things that part of the assignment was to stay away from technology for a full week as much as you could. And I don't think we realize how much our lives are dependent on technology, okay? We're dependent on it to wake us up in the morning, to receive a message, for example, or to expect a phone call, right? So those are all of the things that, or the ways in which technology affects us, okay? If you go to the bank, okay, so online banking, I think the internet is pretty much what rules our lives these days, don't you think? Okay? Now, getting money out of the ATM or social networking. So we are a little bit dependent on it, I would say. You know, social networking websites are the order of the day nowadays. Okay, so Twitter, Facebook, I think they've given birth to the new concept of social media marketing. Okay, because nowadays you can read about anything, any breaking news or things that are happening in the world, even through Facebook. So the business networking and personal online dating as well have improved, you know, because of the internet, right? Meeting new people online or just shopping, online shopping, has changed the way that we function in our daily lives, okay? Why don't you try that experiment, okay, to stay away from technology? Of course, not for a whole week, because that would be too much, because you have to go to work and you have to use your computer. But maybe, let's say, the news or a newspaper. So little things like that, just to see how dependent we are on it, okay? That's just something to give you to think about for a week, okay? You have listened to me for a whole hour, and I'm so proud of you, because you participated in this hour, okay? So learning and having fun, okay? Now, I'm going to see you next week. You're going to listen to me next week, and have a great weekend. Don't forget to do something fun and to keep yourself busy. Have a great weekend, guys.
Audispray te ha ofrecido este programa.
Audispray. A ver, los dientes están, la ducha también, los oídos. ¡Ah, no, lo olvidaba! Audispray. Por la mañana, acuérdate. Audispray, una solución natural a base de agua de mar que limpia y protege tus oídos con total suavidad. Audispray, vendido en farmacias.
Y también Audispray Junior.